Here we are still at the foot of the walk. I'm with, there's now about 9 or 10 of us just waiting to go on the Edinburgh Breakfast Bike Ride. I'm with somebody here who has found out about the event on Facebook, I think.
Yeah, a friend of mine copied me into a post and asked if I wanted to go for breakfast. So
excellent. Could you tell us your name, sorry?
It's David Budd.
David Budd, yeah, excellent. And why is it you've come on the ride today?
I just wanted to join in and sort of highlight the importance of decent cycle paths and just watching for cyclists. And I was just talking to some of the other members there, and I've really recently got back into cycling. I used to cycle, but about 10 years ago I was knocked off, and it really shook my confidence and didn't fancy getting back on the bike. And I thought, why not? You know, it's too enjoyable, and I get too much out of it to not go back to it. So one of the good things in Edinburgh is the cycle pass along the old train lines, because it gave me a chance to just get used to being back on the bike and not having to deal with too much traffic.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just invaluable, and it's really peaceful in the morning as well, cycling along there. It doesn't even matter if it's snowing, it's beautiful. So.
Absolutely. Yeah. But today we're not, of course, going.
We're not. Yeah,
we're probably going on the opposite of a peaceful cycle track.
Yes.
We're going to try and brave Leith Walk. Have you got any thoughts about how are you feeling about it? How are you feeling about braving Leith Walk?
I'll be honest with you, I normally completely avoid it. I think it's atrocious. There's some really bad potholes, and as good as my biking skills might have improved, you know, they're not good enough to tackle some of it. So usually I try and avoid it and go Beaster Road. And my head office of who I work for is on Leith Walk, and I'll try and avoid it and cut across one of the other roads to get to it.
Okay, but so you must be quite familiar with the street anyway. What would what would you like to see done to the street in particular?
I do think a dedicated cycle path would be good along there, but also the quality of the surface of the road. I mean, when you're coming down, it's the some of the holes and some of the dips and things like that, they're enough to shake you off the bike sometimes. I don't know what you can do about the roundabout, because it just seems to change format every 5 minutes. But again, some kind of dedicated lane there. Perhaps even at some of the traffic lights aren't too bad, because they've got the bike boxes at the front. But I think just a lot more could be done with it, definitely.
And so will you be taking the opportunity to press your councillors today?
I already have, as it happens. I've already bent their ear about it. So.
And you're happy with the response?
They seem quite sympathetic to it, so we'll see.
Okay, thank you very much. Cheers.
You're welcome.